Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, tonight we're going to start in Romans chapter 3. Amen. Praise God. This has been on my heart for a little while, and I just so enjoyed this because we're going to talk about faith in the blood. Faith in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So this really, to me, as I was preparing this today, really goes on with what Pastor Mark was talking about last Wednesday about your righteous identity. Because without the blood, you have none.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. See, it was the blood that purchased your righteousness. Amen. Amen. And for you to have it, you got to have faith that that blood is still doing what it did the very day you called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so it's not going to change. And it is up to each one of us individually to make sure that we keep our faith stirred up in what the blood has done.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's look at some stuff here in Romans chapter 3. I've got a lot of scripture. I don't even think I'll get through all of it, but we'll get through as much as possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, and to all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Isn't that powerful? I'm telling you. I mean, you could, if that's all the scripture that you had, that would be enough to get you through till Jesus comes. Amen? So he was sent forth to be a propitiation. Well, what is a propitiation? Well, one of the definitions is this: the full and final payment to be paid. The full and final payment. No others. This is not an installment loan. Amen. This is not one of these things, you know, where you take it home and pay for it later. It was paid for before you got it. Amen. For all generations to come, after the cross, the price had been paid. And so you and I can walk in that if we stay in faith. Amen. But you got to stay in faith. You got to stay in faith. Amen. We're supposed to be faith people. We're supposed to be people who look to the word for our anchor, for whatever we need. Amen. It's in the word. So if you want to know how to have faith in the blood, you got to go to where faith dwells. And that's in God's word. Amen. It's the only place. It's not in theology. It's not in theory. It's not a plan, so to speak. But it is God's heart poured out on pages in a book. Amen. And so you and I have got to hold fast to these things, which we'll talk about later. Amen. You got to hold fast to what God has already spoken. And you got to take it to heart. You got to bring it in and keep it and hide it in your heart. Because the word of God tells us that Satan comes immediately to steal that word. He does not want you to have any faith in the blood of Jesus. He wants it to be a fluke. That one time whenever you called upon the name of Jesus and you felt really good. I remember the day that I got born again. I remember it just like it was yesterday. It was August the 3rd of 1992. Amen. On a Sunday morning. And I tell you that every weight, and I didn't even know I had any weights on me, folks. You understand what I'm saying? I had no clue that I was that type of sinner. I didn't even understand it. But as soon as the prayer of faith was spoken to me and I repeated it, it was amazing. I couldn't believe that I was that free. I could not believe that this Jesus died for me, poured out his blood for me, and now because I received it, now it's mine forever. So long as I keep myself stirred up in it. Amen. Never forget that day as long as I live. Ever. Amen. Never, 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 never. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible tells us that we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So you got to walk by faith in the blood of Jesus, not by what you see on the outside. Because if you see all of this out here, that's going to dishearten you right away. Amen. You got to bring your eyesight inward to what's been planted on the inside of you. Amen. Amen. And it doesn't matter if you've been a believer for, 40 some years or you just became a new convert. Amen. What you're putting into you from that moment on is going to make all the difference as to whether or not you're going to believe what this word says about what Jesus did on the cross. My. I tell you, it is an amazing thing that you and I have to do every single day. Amen? The blood of Jesus is our connection to the new covenant. It's the connection. Amen? Blood was shed that day on Calvary so that you and I could have a relationship with Father God again, like there was before Adam fell. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Word of God also tells us that Jesus is the mediator of a better covenant based on better promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So what that means to me is not only do I get everything on this side of Calvary, I also get everything that was on the other side. And we're just bringing it all together in one big happy lump. Amen. And it's all mine. It's mine. Amen. And it's yours as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hope you can tell I'm happy about this. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read you some things that the Lord gave me. Without his blood and revelation of what the blood has done, there could be no remission of sins, even though it's readily available. You got to have faith in what that blood has done. When you got born again, amen, there was faith in you to get born again. You didn't even know it, but there was faith there. It was just a seed, a mustard seed or what, and probably less than that. I didn't even realize I had any faith. But I got into the stream. Amen? Amen. And then some things started happening. Yeah. And I started to realize some things. See, this was not a one day I came to a full gospel church and I got born again. No. No, I wish it were. Amen. It took months upon months upon months of God dealing with me, my wife doing what she did, which was an aggravation to me with her cassette tapes and her Bible and her headset and laughing at, things that Pastor Mark had said on a tape. Amen. She knew what she was doing. And the kids sitting on the couch over there reading their Bibles. And me sitting in front of TV watching Roseanne. Yeah. Amen. I think that we got a conflict of interest here. Amen. I'm wanting to go one way and the rest of the family is wanting to go another. You understand what I'm saying? So this was not overnight. This was a plan that God had for me from the foundation of the world. Amen. I mean, when he created the universe, I was right there in front of him. Amen. In the spirit realm. He saw me. And he saw each one of us that's here today. Every one of us. Amen. And he had a plan. Just like Jeremiah 29 says. He had a plan for each one of us. Wanting to take us to that specific place. And I could tell you right now that 28 years ago, whenever I got born again, there was no way you would have ever got me to do what I'm doing right here at this very moment. Amen. Because I was totally ignorant of anything spiritual, even though I'd been in church all my life. I did not sense the presence of God. Not one time that I could ever remember. Amen? That's a sad deal, isn't it? That's not what you want as your legacy, is that you spent the first 38 years of your life in total darkness, not knowing anything, at any time could have died. Amen? When I was 21 years old, I contemplated suicide. Amen? I did. You may not believe that. Oh, I'm so glad that you didn't. Me too. I would have went from this world straight to hell. Amen. And I look back and I see the blood's protection in so many ways. That it's been in my life, and I could get a testimony from anybody here of how the blood has protected them in some way. The blood has done its job. Amen. And so it's so important for us to do that. It's readily available, but not everybody does. Pastor was just talking about, he said, you know, five virgins brought extra oil, five didn't, you know, one in bed and one was taken away. 50%? Are you serious? Amen. But yet, if you look at things, it looks like that's pretty well what it is. Amen. And so we've got to make sure that our stability in the blood doesn't get altered by what the world is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to have faith in that blood. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let's look at some things here in Hebrews chapter 9. I love Hebrews. It is one of my favorite books. Amen. Because it talks about the priesthood. It talks about the sacrifices. And talks about Jesus being our high priest. Glory to God. All of these things, they thrill me. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody at Hebrews chapter 9 now? Remember, we're talking about having faith in the blood. Amen. And we're going to start with verse 11. And it reads like this. But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. You should say amen there or something. Amen. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? How much more? How much more? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the atonement that was in the Levitical priesthood, the most it could do was cover sin. It couldn't take it away. It couldn't wash it away. It wasn't powerful enough. But Jesus took himself, placed himself on the cross, brought his blood into the Holy of Holies one time. All it took. One time. Amen. And it was complete. Never had to be done again. No matter what. It was complete. Amen. How much more shall the blood of Christ through the eternal Spirit, in verse 14 again, offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. In verse 15 it says, and for this cause he is the mediator of a new testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Jesus simplified the entire process. Amen. By one death only. Amen. God perfected a plan to bring mankind back into his family, a family that he'd been yearning for thousands of years, wanting to get things done. But he was patient the entire time. He let the first covenant be done with Abraham, and he was willing to leave it as it was if it could do the job. But it couldn't do the job because of man's rebellious ways. Amen. God, for his part, the whole time never changed. Amen. But mankind, for their part, is ever changing. And it's always changing for the worse. Just look at what we got now. Amen. It's just the sign of the times. What's happening? What's going to happen? Amen. But the good part is that you and I win because nothing can separate us from the love of God. That blood is the absolute binding tie between us and Father God. And it cannot be broken. No man can break it because the covenant wasn't made with a man. Well, it was with a man, but a man called Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Who could not sin at all. Amen. He could not sin. Didn't say that he wouldn't. Said he couldn't. He cannot do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we are, folks. We're at a time now when we've got to keep our faith strong in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, I know, you know, we've heard a lot about the blood here at this church. The blood of Jesus is preached here. Amen. Hallelujah. On a consistent basis. Hallelujah. And you may be even sitting here tonight. Now, I'm not going to point fingers and say, what are you thinking right now, Pastor Chuck, about the blood? I'm not going to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Some could say, probably not here, but some could say in a different, you know, environment, I've heard all of that. I've heard about the blood. I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So what's the big deal now? The big deal is what happens to you and I when we, can I say it? When we sin. What happens then? Well, Pastor Jerry, I'd never sinned anymore after that. Liar! Amen. You just did. Hallelujah. Amen. How do we feel? Come on, I know. I know how I feel. You feel dirty. You feel like scum. You feel like you let God down, like you haven't before. Come on. Amen. You feel like, you know, there's no way of getting out of this. Well, what's that all about? You don't have faith in the blood. You don't have faith that the blood did something that no matter how disgusting you and I might get, that if we go to him, he'll forgive us and cleanse us. Amen. Amen. But rather, we would rather walk around condemned. I'm just no good. I'm never going to do this. God will never be able to use me for anything because I just can't quit doing it. Hallelujah. But I have found this to be the truth. That if you are willing to try again and repent from your sin, God is always willing to forgive and cleanse. Every time. I said every time. Amen. There's no exceptions. Because, see, God really knows the heart. And he knows whether or not you really mean it or not. Amen. Whether or not you're going to do it again because you just want to, or because the circumstances put pressure on you to do something, or whatever it might be. See, we're not God, so we can't judge the heart of a person. Amen. But we can judge fruit. Amen. So judge your own fruit. Judge your own fruit. See where you come out. Amen. Is there a soft spot in your fruit? Has it got a little worm in it somewhere? trying to wiggle its way back out into your life. Amen. No, we've got to be very diligent about these things. We got to know how to respond to sin in a way that God is going to be able to bring us back into the fold. So I've got some scripture here I want to show you, and we'll go to them real quick. Let's go. You all know this one, 1 John chapter 1. We all know this. Hallelujah. But I just think it is so important that we fix our eyes on scripture. Brother Copeland says this all the time. He said, I can read it to you. He said, but you need to see it. Amen. It's necessary for you and I to see it. Praise God. So 1 John, the first epistle of John, amen, verse 1, and then verse 9, it says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He's willing to do that. Amen. It says that he's faithful and just. Amen. Faithful and just. Do you notice that the word fair is not mentioned here? God is not a fair God. God is a just God and a faithful God. Fairness has nothing to do with it. See, the world likes to play at the fair. Amen. That's where they keep all that. Well, that's not fair. Why should I have to work like that and they're not having to? Amen. Well, maybe it could be they're smarter than you and they're able to do things differently. Amen. But it's just not fair. It should be all equal. Well, I haven't found that in the Word. Amen. I find truth, justice. Amen. I find those things. But I don't find that word fair. Amen. It's all in people's imaginations. Praise God. Chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. Hallelujah. A representative with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Not Jesus Christ, the fair. Amen. He's righteous. And he is the propitiation. There it is again, of our sins. And not only for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. There you are. Praise God. That's good, isn't it? Amen. All right. Romans chapter 8. Let's go there. We're just going to look at these. We're going to read them. You all know this one. I know. But it's still, I don't know how many times I've forgotten about this. Amen. Even though it's here for me to read anytime. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now, how can you not have condemnation? Amen. It's because the blood washed condemnation away. You don't have to be a partaker of it anymore. In the same way, you don't have to be a partaker of the sin nature anymore. You just don't have to. Amen. It's been done away with by the blood of Jesus, the payment, the full and final payment. He did it all. Amen. So you and I don't have to continually do things over. We may have to for a while. Amen. For a season, you may have to, like almost every day, repent about something. Just go ahead and do it. And start where you're at. Don't go back to the end of the line. And try to work your way back up through the ranks again. Maybe God will see me this time. And all of a sudden, whoa! And then you fall back again all the way to the back. And then you start at it again. Amen? It's no wonder that the Lord asked Joshua, how long will you all go around this mountain? How long are you going to do that? Amen? Before you finally get it through your thinking. That it's not working. Amen. and it doesn't work. But sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it takes diligence. Sometimes it takes you and I just persevering in one area only. Maybe you have total victory in every other area, but that one place, amen, is giving you a time. Hallelujah. And someone else might know about it and think, what is the big deal here? Are you serious? You're struggling with that? But yet, if you could find out about their life, they're probably struggling with something that is an ease to you. Amen. Well, why is that? Because we're all different. Amen. Because Satan knows you better than you know yourself. Amen. And he doesn't just blatantly tell you something. He eases you into things. A little at a time, here and there, amen. Setting you up, getting your positions just right for, you know, the big boom. Amen. And so it's so important for us to understand what is being said here. Praise God. There is now, at this present time, even if you sin, God is not condemning you. Amen. But he does want you to come back into the fold and quit wandering around on the outside. Amen. Wandering around here and there trying to keep things. Oh, I'm just trying to keep my nose above water. Amen. I've done that. Man, that is a chore. That's hard to do. As a matter of fact, I found out it's impossible to do. Because every time I try to, every time I think that I've got a little victory somewhere, he found another opening. Amen? Well, maybe you're not like that. Maybe you're just, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two Shoes. Maybe you don't ever do anything wrong. I want to be like you. Help me. Amen? Show me what you're doing so I can do the same thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at one more. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 50. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 50. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to start with verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. The last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land, and I have punished the king of Assyria. Now listen to this now. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation. And he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days, when I bring them back, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. Do you see that? And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Glory to God. Whom I reserve. Man, that sounds like a remnant to me. Yes. Amen. He said, people will be looking for what's wrong with you, but they won't be able to find it. Amen. Amen. Isn't that good? Oh, man, when I read that, that just really went off on the inside of me, thinking that God is a planner in that respect. Amen. That he does things in a way. Hallelujah. And he's not like you and I. If we got a plan, we want to tell everybody. Amen. But God keeps his plan secret, not from us, but for us. Amen. So that whenever the proper time has come, you know, when Jesus was born, it said that he came into fullness of time. Amen. At the right, proper time. Amen. Hallelujah. So maybe you're struggling with something right now. Maybe it's something that, you know, I just want to walk away from this thing and get rid of it. Amen. But God is still preparing you. God is still getting you to that place. Amen. He is wanting to let you see how powerful He is in your life. Amen. If everything, you know, just came, you know, like cherries, you know, ripe cherries falling off a tree, there'd be no effort at all for you and I. We just wait around for God to do it. Okay, Lord, I'm ready. Hit it. Amen. But that's not how he wants a participant with him. He wants someone who is going to do it with him. Amen. And so you and I have got to do our part. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be condemned whenever things are coming around to you. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's go there. I told you we're going to look at a lot of scripture, but they're all pertinent. Amen. I said they're all pertinent for us. Let me know when you get there. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4. Let's look at verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, our confession. Amen. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, not like we were, but like we are at this present day, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Glory to God. Let us come boldly. What does that mean? Come with confidence. Believe that because the blood was shed for you, amen, that I can come into the presence of the Almighty God with the stain and the stench of sin, amen, and yet know and have confidence that He is going to cleanse me once I get there. Amen. Hallelujah. No questions asked. He just does it. Amen. I said He just does it. But you got to come with confidence. Amen. And that personally, for me, I believe that that is a key part as to why so many believers fall away. They get into sin. Maybe they've done something really bad, you know, whatever it might be. Any sin's bad. Amen. There's not big sins and little sins. Sin is sin in God's eyes. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. And so, you know, we just don't see how we can get out of this thing. Amen. And so instead of going to God, we run away from Him. I've been a runner. I've been a runner more than once. Amen. Hallelujah. Over something stupid, not even worth mentioning. But then you allow Satan to multiply it in your head, in your thinking. And he'll start to tell you that it was a lot worse than what you thought. And don't be listening to those preachers. They're trying to tell you that everything will be okay with you if you just repent from that sin. It ain't. I mean, that's in there deep. It's going to stay there. Amen. Do you ever have any kind of conversation like that? I have, at least. A lot. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And this is the biggest thing. We do not come boldly. We have no confidence in what the blood has done. And so therefore we run away from God instead of coming right to Him. I mean, just come, you know, bawling your eyes out, snot running out of your nose, and just fall at His feet. Amen. And repent. Glory to God. Is it that hard? It's not that hard. It isn't unless you got too much pride in you and you let that pride keep you away from the very thing you need, the very life giver you run away from. Amen. Hallelujah. James says that we got to draw near to God and He'll draw near to us. So you and I have to take the initiative in this and do what's right inside of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we got to hold fast to our profession, what it's saying here in verse 14. Amen. We must continually declare that we have been purchased and that we live by what the blood has done for us. You got to continually do it. I'm blood bought. Amen. You can't have me. I'm blood bought now. It is not what you say. It's what the blood is speaking right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Has anybody read Billy Burns' book, The Blood and the Glory? Amen. One thing that she said in her book that just really ministers to me, that the Lord told her, he says, speak much of the blood. Speak much of the blood. Well, why would you need to do that? To keep it fresh before you. Not that you're giving someone else some kind of revelation. Amen. You're keeping the revelation in you burning. Amen. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Amen. Revelation 12:11 says this, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. The testimony of what? What the blood has done. You overcome Satan by the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Amen. Doesn't matter what he's got going. The blood is bigger than him. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood is all you need. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to continually declare it all the time. Never, ever, backing away from it. Just keep the blood. I plead the blood. My wife and I plead the blood every day. Every day. We plead the blood for protection over us and our families, our church family, the people that we work with. Amen. When we get in a vehicle, I plead the blood that no vehicle will harm us or come near us. Amen. Well, it sounds like you're just running scared. You better believe I am. I'm running scared. I got to have the blood. Amen. If I got out there without the blood, I am fair game. Amen. And so are you. And so is anybody else who's not here tonight. Amen. By the way, where are you? Amen. Hallelujah. I just threw that in for me. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We're in Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Glory be to God. Let's look at this. We're going to look at verse 24. I'm getting close to getting done. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm hitting some high points for us tonight. In verse 24 of Hebrews 12, it says this, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaks. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. So this covenant, this blood covenant that Jesus is the mediator of, is speaking better things than Abel. What did Abel's blood speak? Revenge. Amen. What does Jesus' blood speak? Mercy. Mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Big difference between the two, isn't there? A big difference. Mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Mercy. Say mercy, somebody. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's look at this. Can you take just a tad more? Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, and let's look at verse 29. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. What kind of punishment do you think they deserve? Amen. That they would call the blood of Jesus an unholy thing. Amen. Unholy, common, of little value. Take it or leave it. No big deal to me. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read you three other versions here of just that one thing about an unholy thing. The New Century Version says that they see no difference than others' blood. So it could have been anybody or anything. Amen. Doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal. It's just blood. Okay? It didn't have to be his. It could have been anybody else's. The Living Bible says, who treat his cleansing blood as though it were common and unhallowed or unholy. Amen. Do you see that? They consider, this is how the world sees the blood. Amen. They don't see the blood of Jesus like you and I do. They don't have the revelation that they need. Amen. All they have is information. All they have is something that someone who absolutely knows nothing has given them. And we have a world full of those people. Amen. Who are giving out information to people who absolutely have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea. Amen. Hallelujah. And this one here, the New Testament for everyone, it says that they profane the blood of the covenant. They speak evil against it. Amen. They curse it. Isn't that something? That they could do such a thing. Amen. But we have the word. You and I have the word. Amen. And this here, you know, it says that it's the anchor of our soul. It'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. It says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. That he is for us and not against us. He always causes us to triumph. Well, how does all this happen? Because of the blood. And if you have faith in the blood, then you're going to be victorious. Amen. It may not come overnight. I wish it did. But it'll still come. I said it'll come. It'll be a part of your life. Amen. Glory to God. Because see, now the time has come to its climax. And everything that was out there spun all over the place, God is bringing it all together now. Bringing it all in. Amen. And so it's only a matter of time. You know, as praise and worship was going on and they were talking about, you know, interceding to God to pour out his spirit. You know, I kept thinking about Joel chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2. Amen. In Acts, when Peter says, this is that, which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. See, this is what's happening. This is the climax. This is the part that we're coming into right now. Amen. And so we don't have to. Well, you know, well, what about the election? Well, what about it? It's going to happen whether you're fearful or full of faith. It's still going to happen. Amen. And so we can't base how we're going to live our lives according to what Washington does. Because, see, our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. We live here, but we don't have to be a part of what goes on here. Amen. Does that make sense? But it's all because of faith in the blood. Hallelujah. And the only place you're going to find that is in the Word of God. Jesus said this in John 17:17 as he prayed to the Father, sanctify them by your truth. Thy word is truth. That's the only truth there is. The Word of God. Amen. It's the only place where you can get faith. The Word of God. Amen. It doesn't matter what I preach to you, what Pastor Chuck preaches to you, what Pastor Mark preaches to you, or any other preacher. If it does not line up with this, it's worthless. That's right. It's worthless. Amen. Amen? And it will not feed you, and it will not bring you victory. Amen. You'll just have a good feeling about yourself. I'm okay. Amen. I'll be okay. Hallelujah. Can we look at one more? We're going to look at this, and then I'm going to close real quickly. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Did you get anything tonight? Amen. Hope so. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3. Is everybody there? Starting with verse 1, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently sent forth, crucified among you? So see, there's this stirring out there to get people away from the truth of the Word of God. Who's bewitched you, you know, in these things? And then he goes on, he said, you started out in the Spirit, now you're wanting to finish up in the flesh. Amen? How could you get so far off that now you're trying to do fleshly things to get spiritual things done? Amen? How is that? Why? What's going on? I don't understand. Amen? That's what Paul was talking about here. He says, who's bewitched you? Who had that kind of power over you? Amen? Who had that kind of power? Well, it's the power, of course, of the devil, but it's also the power of self by denying or being deceived, amen, of what is the truth. You and I have to continue to keep the truth before us, always, amen, no matter what. Stay anchored in this book, amen. Stay away from the news. Go and vote. The conscience of God. Amen. And all will be well with us. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.